Blog Talk Radio.
You know, it's really hard to write and play music and to promote. But it's such a joy to do, and I'm coming back to you again on Twitter. It's going to be a short broadcast, so. The Rock and Bob album is out, and I have other CDs that you can buy, or EPs, singles you can buy. Now, I'm going to do this podcast. It's about the honest assessment from critics of me. You know, I have had, you know, people that either come near or haven't seen in years think that, you know, make assessments about me, and I had, you know, people who I know directly make assessments of me. Now, to strangers or people I haven't seen in years, please come to me directly again if you are interested in my music or so on. You know, contact me by Twitter at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter or DoveNeedsLove22 at Yahoo.com. And then we can talk. I can't talk to somebody who drives right near me or comes near me and don't say a thing, because that doesn't make sense. And I mention that because that has happened. I find out somebody from another person came over and was interested in wondering who I was and did not tell me, and I thought that was kind of weird. So contact me directly. Now, the honest assessment of people of me is that they question by the way I look. You know, the way I look shouldn't matter about whether I make a song or want to be in the industry or not. It should be whether I have the talent or the drive to do it. You know, if I'm fat or whatever, or skinny or whatever, if you think I'm really fat or whatever, I make assessments in a negative tone, then that has nothing to do with music that's being evil or cruel, you know? And I don't listen to that type of language because it should be about whether you can write, you can sing, or you can play. About the song itself, which is what it is. It's not, image is not a part of the music business. It's not modeling. It's about whether I have a talent to write or sing or play. And people are wondering, make assessments about whether I wrote the song. I did. As we know, in general tone, that the writing consists of lyrics and songwriting. But I will say that I wasn't the only one who wrote these songs. That is the truth. But I played a major role in writing these songs. But I also was, you know, I wasn't just singing it. It was the ideas about how the song is made, I was involved. But I will admit another person was involved, so I leave it there. And I respect all artists and creators who write, whether it's two people or three people or five people or 10 people, because, you know, they worked hard. I worked hard in making the song, and all those years of playing do so. That's all I have to say. And that's another situation. There are people who said, well, I need to play some places. Well, with COVID-19 going on, it's impossible. I did sing in clubs. I sung in clubs for several years. And I do sing in front of people. But COVID-19, there's no way you can sing. You know, they got all the Troubadour, the Roxy, all of them are closed. So, you know, if I didn't sing at all in all those years of singing in so many clubs, many, many years, I paid my dues, literally and honestly. And three, some people said about what I wear, what I'm wearing. What I wear outside or what I'm walking has nothing to do with the stage. I'm not on stage, okay? I'm not wearing stage. So I think that's ignorant. If you're wondering what I wear, you know, if I wear a T-shirt or jogging pants or pants, it's none of their business, but that has nothing to do with the stage. They're ignorant. Again, these people I ignore because they don't have credibility. They're basing it on things that have nothing to do with the music. But to all of you who are out there who really like my podcast and who listens and who like my music, thank you. And I respect you all. And I respect all people's opinions. And, you know, people have different opinions, good or bad, and that's okay, too. If it's honest, then fine. Because, you know, everybody have the right to opinion of what they feel about my music, and that's perfectly fine. I just am the creator, and I'm just communicating that about the, you know, the consideration of just listening to it. And whatever song you like, hope you enjoy it. You can listen on Spotify, etc. And another thing, that honest assessment from critics of me said, do I have a lot of fans or whatever? Well, there's a lot of people who made it big who have few fans, or one fan, or 100 fans, or 2,000 fans. It's about the music. It's about creation. Yes, I want to be a success, but I look at, I don't need to compare myself to other people, but I look at the situation for what it is. It's creating. And I enjoy doing it, and I have the talent to do it. And when I came to Hollywood a long time ago, it was to be a creator and to be a success in the industry. Yes, I came to Hollywood to be a success in the industry, and that's the truth. So it builds over time, and I take it one day at a time. And, you know, when I look at other artists, regardless of who they are or what genre of music they are, I look at their music. I don't look at what image, I don't look at what they wear or what off stage, because that has nothing to do with reality. I don't look at how many fans they have or whatever. It just matters how many shows they for. Matters, you know, about the creative process of making the song. Now, if they do sing on stage, that's great. Like I have, I sang on stage so many times. It was a joy to perform in front of a person. It's totally different from recording. But it's a joy to do, and I love to do it. I respect all artists' honest assessments. But the important point that I'm trying to make in this is that while we are all beautiful, we should all have respect for one another. And the important point is respect. Especially if they don't know me or whatever, and I don't listen to anything that's negative, but it's part of the honest assessment for critics of me that came about recently. Because some people came up to me and questioned, because I do these podcasts and release music, about whether I wrote it or what I look like or how big I am or small I am or my clothes, and that has nothing to do with me as an artist. So with that, I leave it there. May all of you have a good night. But the Rock and Pop album is out there, and it addresses a lot of things from love, and it addresses a lot of things from, you know, overcoming adversity. And overcoming adversity is shown in the rock songs, you know, like Unique, Tragedy Is Not What I Am, and talking about adversity through Outkast. Then there's the love, singing about love through I Really Want to Be With You, That Is Why I Fell in Love with You. And it's such a joy to do. And I'm going to say to everyone who listens to my podcast, remember, you are beautiful just like me. We all deserve respect, and we all deserve to have the chance to create and succeed in whatever endeavor, genre we put our minds or set our minds to. And that is the truth. One day at a time. I'll talk to you soon from Dove Knight. But remember, the Rock and Pop album is available. Thank you for listening. And thank you to all who are truly fans of my music and podcast. Good day. Good night from Dove Knight.